Total control of the epidemic was started in Denmark in 1977 by the organization Humana People to People. TCE provides care and support to entire communities heavily affected by HIV and AIDS. The program has been operating in South Africa for 8 years and has reached more than 3 million people in 5 of the country's 9 provinces. PEPFAR, the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, and the Global Fund to Fight HIV/AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria are the main contributors. Corps Commander of the TCE program in Alembe Province, Ruth Makembe, says one of the goals of the program is to make sure people know their HIV status.
If they are positive, they should know where to go and get support, for example, in the clinics and hospitals where they can get medication. If they are negative, we encourage them to stay negative for the rest of their lives. We are also saying that they have to change their sexual behavior.
The program employs locals as field officers for a period of 3 years. Each one works with 2,000 people. The field officers go from house to house, person to person, to get each individual to become active in the fight against HIV/AIDS. A group of women welcome visitors to Indolinde Clinic, a child and maternal health clinic in Alembe. They are wearing red T-shirts and red berets with the TCE logo, identifying them as field officers. Troop Commander Ntswaki Motong says the song warns women not to give in to the sexual demands of men.
You want everything. I give you a hand. Give you my breast, and then this one, I can't get it.
You have a mother who...
Yeah, for PMTCT, and the mother who was enrolled for PMTCT.
Pregnant women and mothers holding their babies are sitting on 2 long benches waiting to see a nurse. The clinic specializes in the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. At the clinic, HIV-positive pregnant women receive the necessary medication and care to give birth to a child free of HIV.
My name is Mbali Mhlongo. I am 25 years old. I'm 8 months pregnant.
Mhlongo has 3 children and is pregnant with her 4th. She says she got tested for HIV after she became pregnant because she saw that her boyfriend was sick and she got worried. She says she is HIV positive.
I came to take my treatment for the baby and to see how the baby's feeling, how it's kicking and all that stuff. And I do everything what they said I must do. When they're giving us a treatment, they say it's for the baby, to protect the baby.
Mhlongo says she's feeling well, except she's tired because she has to walk a long distance to get to the clinic. Twenty-three-year-old Nonlanla Masuku welcomes visitors to her home, a one-room mud hut with a thatched roof. She lives alone here with her 3-year-old son and 6-week-old baby. The house is situated in a poor rural area of KwaZulu-Natal. There are few neighbors, and the distances to the water well, to the clinic, to the school are long. Masuku tells the visitors and the field officer accompanying them that she got herself tested and is HIV positive, but she says she does not yet know whether her baby has been infected.
She's saying she get the medication for the baby immediately after she delivered, and I think she's talking about AZT because she said they gave for to use that medicine for 7 days.
6 weeks after the baby's birth, a mother who is enrolled in the Prevention of Mother-to-Child Treatment Program has to bring her baby to the clinic for injections against childhood illnesses such as measles and polio. Yogan Pillay is acting director of the National Department of Health that oversees the HIV/AIDS and TB epidemics in South Africa. He says the baby's HIV status is checked at the same time.
And we're finding that fewer children are being born HIV positive to HIV positive moms. Our target for 2011 is 5%. The national average at the moment is heading towards 7%.
Pile says he has seen significant improvement and is sure the target of 5% transmission rate will be reached. While this is good, he says the ultimate aim is to completely eliminate mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.